Hello, hello. I'm Siobhan Sarna, and it's such a pleasure to share with you the information about the microbiome. I have been studying health and wellness ever since I was actually, I couldn't drive, let me put it like that. I've had health challenges since I was five, and in the past several years, I have been spreading the word about gut health and lymphatic health and dental health through a variety of summits. And we have been blessed by having the support of Kiran Krishnan, who is my guest today. Kiran is the co-founder of Microbiome Labs. And this little guy right here, Megaspore Biotic, you may be familiar with because you've seen it on a practitioner shelf, or you've heard some buzz about it, or maybe you're even taking it. I wanted to take this opportunity, since I have him on this interview right now, to get him to like beginner's mind me about what a few of these products can do for us. So, welcome. Thank you. Just credibility's sake, microbiologist who educates other doctors, practitioners, researchers around the globe, like legit, on the microbiome. And also, you are one of the most prolific research machines about how you can impact your brain health, your mood, your sleep through the use of probiotics and enzymes, and also going to change how we all take care of our teeth moving forward. But that's talk for another time. Hi, Kieran.
It's number one, it's so great to be here with you. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for that very kind introduction. And I would say that I'm a very prolific nerd. And when it comes to the microbiome, and I'm very fortunate to, of course, most recently partner with one of the biggest tech and innovation companies called Novozymes. And together we now have, something like 100 plus researchers. We have over 30,000 probiotic strains that we can screen from. We've got hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of square feet of laboratory and research space, and we've already together initiated in the last 4 months, we've initiated six new clinical trials together. So, we've got somewhere around 15, 16 active trials going on. So, a lot of good stuff to come. And of course, we have a lot of great stuff already out. That can help people and help the microbiome.
And impact their health quickly. And I'm very excited about for what the future holds. Can we talk about the superstar that is Megaspore Biotic? Because there's so much buzz around this out there, and it's, one of those things where people sometimes try it and they're like, "Ooh, it's so strong. Can I open the capsule and put it on food?" The answer is yes. Other people are like, is it the same as Saccharomyces boulardii, or I get my probiotic from the drugstore? Is it the same? So can you just take us through what exactly makes this so truly effective and special?
If you don't mind, I'm gonna brag on behalf of Megaspore a little bit.
Please do.
So we're now in our towards the end of our 8th year of Megaspore being in the marketplace. And when Megaspore came out, it was truly one of a kind, right? And it still is, but at the time there was nothing else that even was in the same genre. It was the first multi-spore probiotic formula, right? So, and I'll talk about what a spore is and why that's important, but there was not in the global marketplace, not just in the US, there wasn't a single multi-spore probiotic on the planet. And so we set out to do something completely different. We also came out with a product at that time that was 4 billion CFUs as a highly effective clinical dose. One of the first questions we got across the board from other companies, from users, and all that is 4 billion. How can I, what, how is that going to do anything? I take this product that's 50 billion or 100 billion or 200 billion. Numbers just keep going up, right? And so we became trained to think that more is better, and that's really the way to go. And they're like, how many strains are in it? And we're like, five, that's it. And they're like, wait, I thought I need one with 17 strains, And so all of these myths and all of these misinformation around what a probiotic is, what makes it effective, what it's supposed to do in your system, we started kind of busting down those barriers and busting down those doors and really myth busting in the probiotic space. So Megaspore comes out, we introduce it to healthcare practitioners. That's where it stayed primarily. And I'm really proud to say that with very, very, very limited marketing budgets, but with a lot of focus on research, Megaspore by the end of its fifth year became the number one selling probiotic in the doctor space, right? In the what we call the healthcare professional market. And it competes against probiotics that have been there for 20 years. It competes against companies that are 10 times bigger. Right. And it's the number one selling probiotic in that space. And it's the fastest growing product in that space. And it does that for one key reason, and it because it works, and it works on a very key fundamental problem within your gut. Right. We want to reduce gas and bloating. Sure. We want to reduce frequency of bowel movement. If you have too many, we want to increase the frequency of bowel movement. If you don't have enough, all of those qualities are important. But what is actually more important is the fundamental dysfunction in the gut that leads to things like leaky gut, you know, intestinal permeability, dysbiosis, overgrowth of pathogens and all that. Because not only do those things, number one, increase your GI symptomology, which is what a lot of people are concerned about. But number two, and maybe more importantly, it dramatically increases your risk for all types of chronic conditions down the road, right? So it's that second part that's so important. And we're not addressing that second part with the vast majority of probiotics. We may be able to take things temporarily to reduce bloat, to improve bowel movements. That's great. But we're not going after the fundamental problem. And that's where Megaspore stands apart from everything else. And that's why most of the functional medicine doctors are using Megaspore as a baseline therapy for almost everyone that walks in their door. Right. So hopefully that gives people a little bit of perspective on what this thing is. I mean, it's really changed the landscape. It has become the number one tool in most practitioners' toolbox. And it's become a tool that is so effective and so broad in its effect that they use it on every patient that walks in the door, right? Not just GI patients, not just anxiety patients, not just reflux patients. They use it to support the fundamental issues within the GI tract of every patient that walks in the door.
And can kids take it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we've gone ourselves. We have a clinic in Chicago, which my business partner, Dr. Tom Bain, runs. From day one, he's been using it with kids as young as 2-3 weeks old. You know, who are exposed to probiotics during delivery, who maybe have born C-section, so they're already dysbiotic, right? They've already got the wrong microbiota off the bat. And you might even see symptomologies of that. You might see them throw up a lot, have intolerance from mother's milk. You might see rashes and things that creep up. So we've used it in kids as young as 2-3 weeks old.
Wow, that's amazing. And of course, talk to your doctor. This isn't medical advice. This is just some really interesting information for you to use in your world to make wise decisions. Mm-hmm. It says here, week one, take one capsule every other day. Week two, take one capsule daily. Week three and beyond, take two capsules daily. Mm-hmm. So do obviously it's on the label, you recommend titrating up.
Yeah. And let me explain why we did that. Yeah. So, you know, the first about 1,000 bottles that we got, we used it within our patients itself. Right. And it was a bit of a learning experience. I mean, you kind of know from clinical studies what to expect and so on. But then when you bring it into the real world, that's when you really, that's where the rubber hits the road, right? That's when you really understand how people tolerate it and all that. What was so interesting to us is that if you took 1,000 people and you put them all on Megaspore and the normal full dose of two capsules taken at the same time once a day, right? And you take it with food and you take it with any meal of the day, it doesn't really matter. If you took 1,000 patients, about 10% of them will get some sort of die-off reaction, right? They'll get loose stool. They might get cramping. They might feel lethargic for a day or two. You know, they might even feel some bloating, actually, in some cases. And what was really interesting about that, it was hard for us to predict who would get those responses, right? You would think the patients that you know to be very sensitive to everything and kind of frail and, you know, not well nutritioned, maybe those are the people that tend to get the die-off reactions. And that's not actually the uniform case, right? Some of those patients do, but many of them tolerate the full dose. You know, you might get much more stable looking patients that are presumably quite stable, and then they might get some bad die-off reactions. And it all comes down to how dysfunctional your gut microbiota is and what are the levels of opportunistic pathogens within your system, right? Because all of that die-off symptomology comes from the spores going into the GI tract and then starting to compete against those opportunistic organisms. And as those organisms fight back, they release toxins and they kind of do a last-ditch effort to try to survive. And so that's where these symptomologies come from. But it was very hard to predict who would experience that. So we just said, you know what, let's just titrate everybody up. Because yeah, when you go that titration route, then you really minimize that response. And then everyone's fine with it.
Can we talk about LPS for a second? Because we have a lot of people who are listening to this that have IBS, that have SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth, that have swelling, brain fog. The list goes on, a fibromyalgia-like feeling in their body. And, you know, what I learned from you and learned from all the research is that LPS is something we all need to be paying attention to. Mm-hmm. And what I found from my experience with Megaspore, and by the way, your bottle, when you get this, maybe white again, I'm not sure if this happens to be a clear one, it's no big deal, is that I really personally experienced a better, you know, bowel pattern, but also for me personally, everybody's results will vary, but my pain levels have reduced and I feel much less inflamed and my brain fog got better. So I just wanted to ask you about LPS, lipopolysaccharides, and just explain that to everybody what that is. So, because it's not a common conversation people have. No. And I think it's a super important one.
And it wasn't even common among circles of functional medicine doctors.
Exactly.
You know, I like to give ourselves credit for being the first to really push that conversation about LPS. And I remember exactly when and where we decided to make LPS a big target for us, right? So prior to starting Microbiome Labs, I was doing a lot of research, laboratory level research, also lots of clinical trials, but I also did a lot of microbiology-based laboratory research. And a lot of times when you're doing research, especially if you're doing it on the human GI tract, you're using something called KCO2 cells, right? These are cells that are grown that are intestinal lining cells, basically. And you do all kinds of experiments on them. Now, if you want to make the intestinal cells permeable in the laboratory, and this is for decades, this has been done, you dab a little LPS on it, lipopolysaccharide, which you can buy from chemical companies like Sigma and so on. You can buy that for experimental reasons, and you dab the LPS on it, it makes those cells permeable, and then you can measure movement of compounds between intestinal cell layers and all that, right? And I'd been doing that kind of research for a long time, not really thinking about it. And I remember when we were starting Microbiome Labs, we're sitting down and trying to figure out, you know, what is our target, our clinical goal here, right? What are we trying to solve? And we set out to solve big problems. You know, we didn't want to, all right, let's try to reduce bloating or let's try to make bowel movements better. As important as those things are, other people are already doing those things. We wanted to set out to solve bigger problems. And it kept recurring in my head that LPS really makes guts leaky, right? That's what we use it for in research. And in the microbiome, somewhere around 60% of all the bacteria in your GI tract make LPS. So you actually, in your GI tract, have an LPS factory, right? So all of these bacteria in your GI tract are making LPS, and that LPS makes your gut leaky, right? And so my big conundrum was, wow, so how do we naturally control the movement of LPS? How do we prevent it from actually making the gut lining leaky? And if it is driving leakiness in the gut, are you then finding LPS in circulation? And if it's in circulation, what is it doing? Because to your body, to your immune system, LPS is a major toxin, right? It freaks your immune system out. Because when you have blood poisoning, when you have bacteremia, when you are on death's doorstep with sepsis, the thing that's really driving your illness is LPS in your bloodstream, right? So we really set out to figure out how can we reduce the amount of LPS that is in circulation. So we started digging into the research, and sure enough, we found that virtually every chronic illness you can think about is associated with having elevated LPS in your system, right? It's one of the biggest daily drivers of subclinical or clinical inflammation. It's the biggest driver of chronic inflammation. And the thing about LPS is once it leaks past your intestinal lining and enters into your circulation, it can make its way into any part of your body. It gets into the brain, and in the brain, it causes inflammation that leads to anxiety, depression, diabetes, central insulin resistance, Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is driven by gut-derived LPS inducing inflammation in the brain and killing brain cells. Parkinson's in the central nervous system. Of course, in the GI tract itself, all of the inflammatory bowel conditions are driven by elevated LPS. Heart disease, driven by LPS, autoimmunity, reflux disease. I mean, everything, right? You start digging into the research and it's an amazing mass of information showing LPS moving from the lumen, that's a tube in the intestine, past the lining of the intestine into circulation is the foundation for most of what we deal with. So we said to ourselves, holy cow, that is a big problem to solve, right? And then here's how we knew we believed we could solve it. We started digging into animal studies, and what we found was in the veterinary world that they had already identified LPS as a problem, like back in the 60s, right? This was something that was making animals unhealthy, increasing mortality rate of pigs and chickens and so on. And so big farms are losing animals all the time. They were getting sick and so on. And so they started studying LPS and ways of controlling it. And what they found is when you add a spore-based probiotic into the animal feed, it dramatically reduced the amount of LPS that translocates into circulation of the animal. It improved the tight junctions, the spaces in between the gut lining, and it improved that mucosal layer that acts as a physical barrier for LPS moving across. And it also improved the immune system's ability in the gut itself to bind to and neutralize LPS. Right. So we said, wow, okay, maybe the spores can do this in humans as well. And we did one of the first studies showing that probiotics, the right probiotic, can actually completely slow down or stop LPS translocation from the lumen of the gut, where it doesn't really cause a problem, into your circulation, where it causes massive issues. So our first study that we published in 2017 in a gastroenterology journal showed that even with just taking two caps a day, not doing anything else, no dietary changes, no lifestyle modifications, nothing, we were able to reduce the amount of LPS in circulation by more than 60%, right? Just a significant thing. And here's the thing, because LPS was reduced in the circulation more than 60%, all kinds of other markers reduced by 50, 60, 70%, like inflammatory markers, triglycerides, gut-brain axis function, all of these things improved dramatically in just 30 days, just by stopping the LPS migration. So that's been our path forward. Since then, we're doing studies on things like joint issues, right? Rheumatoid arthritis. We've done studies on triglycerides. We've done two studies now on acne. We're doing all kinds of other studies on liver health and so on, where we're showing that if you can stop LPS, you can stop leaky gut, you can really reduce overall issues and improve people's wellness.
Well, that is reason enough right there to at least try this. Mm-hmm. It is so profound. Thank you so much. I don't want to take up any more of your time right now because I know you have to get back to doing some research. But keep up the great work. And guys, click the link to find out about the special that Karen has offered to our community exclusively, because it is really, really good. Okay. Thanks, Karen.
Yep.